your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Welcome in, everyone, to this Bastards Series Prediction Show. The Red Sox just wrapped up a three-game set with the Seattle Mariners, dropping two games out of three. They now head back home to the friendly confines of Fenway to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm your host, Jason Kelly. I'm here with Terry Cushman and Micah Storm. So, gentlemen, let's dive right into this Toronto series, starting with Game 1, Friday night at 7:10. The Red Sox are sending James Paxton to the mound, and he will oppose Alek Manoah. Micah, what do you like in Game 1?
So, Manoah sucks. He sucks. And I watched a lot of his start over the weekend. I was doing my grad paper, and he just sucks. He gave up four hits. He walked three. He hit Taylor Ward in the eye and ended his season. He just sucks. And I will not even go into Paxton. I think Paxton will be just fine. But if the Red Sox lose and Manoah is the winning pitcher, I'm going to be really irritated. Give me the Red Sox because Manoah just sucks.
Terry, who do you got?
Well, I'm not a fan of Manoah either. I mean, he's got a very punchable face, and I don't advocate violence, but if it happened, I would probably enjoy the show. Having said that, Paxton's not really coming off of one of his better starts. Only lasted five innings against the Giants, gave up eight hits, which is his most in quite some time. Struck out only five, so not a great performance there. The good news is Alek Manoah hasn't quite gotten all the way back to where he was last year when he was like top three Cy Young last year. I can't remember who I picked to win it this year. I want to say I picked him to win it last year and came up just short. But since coming back in early July, he hasn't really looked terrible. His worst start was against the Padres, which was three starts ago on July 18th. He only lasted three innings, gave up four earned runs, walked five, was having command problems. He walked four batters two starts ago against the Seattle Mariners, and then against the Angels, still managed to walk three, only lasted four and a third. I think this Red Sox lineup will have a field day with him. I think they'll be patient. I think there'll be plenty of traffic on the bases, and I don't anticipate the Toronto Blue Jays snapping their losing streak with this start. So give me the Red Sox in Game 1.
I will also take the Red Sox in Game 1. Alek Manoah still kind of looks like a mess. He's had one good start in his last five, and that was a blowout win against the Tigers. I mean, you know, that lineup stinks. So congrats. You were able to not completely stink against Detroit. But he's still walking a lot of guys. His command is just out the window at this point. He's not the same guy that we all thought he was going to be. So I expect the Red Sox to tee off on him. I'm particularly looking forward to Alex Verdugo, you know, teeing off on him because they have a little bit of a thing between the two. Paxton, yeah, he scuffled his last outing, but good news for the Red Sox, no Bo Bichette. this weekend. He was just placed on the IL, so that's one big bat missing out of that Toronto lineup, and it's a Toronto lineup that is scuffling at the moment. So I think Paxton will settle down. He'll do just fine. I think the Red Sox could put up at least 4 or 5 runs off Manoa. So I will also take the Red Sox in game one. Game two is on Saturday at 4:10. The Red Sox don't have a starter announced, so we can assume that is a bullpen game of some kind. And they'll be going up against Jose Berríos. Micah, who do you like in game two?
I don't love the TBD. Anytime the Red Sox have TBD, it does make me nervous, even though I guess TBD could really be Nick Pivetta. But I think this one is more about Berríos. He has just had very little success against the Red Sox. For whatever reason, the Red Sox have had his number. In 12 starts, he's 1-6 with a 4.31 ERA. And if you break it down even further, at Fenway Park, he's 1-3 with a 5.67 ERA. So not a lot of success at Fenway. The Red Sox bats were super, super quiet on that West Coast trip. I'm hoping that seeing Fenway Park and the Monster and just wakes them up. I think Saturday could be a high-scoring game, especially if Nick Pivetta is not the TBD and they save him for Sunday. But I'm going to Saturday's game, because I'm going to be there and I want to see a Sox
watch movies.
I'm picking the Sox.
Sorry about the background there. That was my ESPN. The ad just randomly started playing, but I don't have the stuff up in front of me. But what I was going to add, Micah went through a lot of, Berríos having, Fenway Park is his haunted house. You know, when he gets on the mound, the goblins come running out and, the chainsaws and all the scary, type stuff. He just can't handle pitching at Fenway. And his worst start of 2023, he's having a very good season by all intents and purposes. I mean, he's got a 3.31 ERA, but his worst start was against the Red Sox. They put up 11 hits on him. That's the most of any team. And 5 earned runs. And I don't really see him figuring it out in this start. It hasn't been a good season, for the Blue Jays. Their offense hasn't really gotten rolling. They've sputtered. They haven't been terrible, because they're, a couple more games ahead of us. I think they're 9 games above 500 in the win column. Don't quote me. But the Red Sox will probably have an opener, and then Chris Murphy will be the bulk guy. Could be a high-scoring game, like Micah says, but I just can't pick Jose Berríos to beat the Red Sox. I just can't do it. So I have them winning Red Sox winning game two.
Yeah, I'm also going to give the Red Sox game two. It was tough because I know Berríos, the Red Sox are sort of his boogeyman. Fenway, he does not pitch well there. He's been on a good stretch lately, though. His last 5 starts, he's looked pretty darn good. And that's up against teams like San Diego and the Dodgers. White Sox are mixed in there. They stink. But Berríos, I think, is doing his best to kind of, put that team on his back. But I think against the Red Sox and in Fenway Park on a Saturday afternoon, I don't see it going very well for him. I agree. I think it'll be a high-scoring game. I'm hoping the Red Sox can get Berríos out of there early and get to that Toronto bullpen. Particularly lately, late in the game, they don't have Jordan Romano right now, their all-star closer. He's on the IL as well. So they're a little shaky on the back end too. So if the Red Sox can get Berríos out of there early and put some runs on him, then, even if the bullpen game and their bullpen gives up a few back, hopefully they give enough of a buffer that they can close it out. So I'll take the Red Sox game two as well. Finally, the series finale, Sunday afternoon, 1:35. Again, TBD for the Red Sox, so assume a bullpen game. That'll probably be the Nick Pivetta game. And he's going up against Chris Bassitt. Micah, who do you like in the finale?
Yeah, assuming it's Pivetta, I'm curious. I think Monday's game against Seattle, where he threw 7 1/3 innings, I think that was his longest outing of the year. So I'm curious to see how he bounces back after working that much, especially since he hasn't been really a starter. He's been more the bulk guy for 4 or 5 innings over the last month or so. So I'm curious how he bounces back. But this one, to me, comes down to Chris Bassitt. I think Bassitt is a really, really good pitcher. I think the Red Sox would have done themselves a favor by signing him in the offseason. I think he would have been a good buy. He's a guy who can eat innings, and he can also strike out hitters at a high rate. I don't think the Red Sox are going to sweep this series. It would be wild if they would go 10-0 against the Blue Jays after they won, I think, 2 or 3 games all of last year. I don't see that happening. So I do think the Blue Jays will get one in this series at least. So I'm going to pick the Blue Jays to win Sunday's game, with Bassitt being the guy who contains the Red Sox offense.
Terry, who do you got?
I'm still on the fence this very second. I expect Pivetta to pitch, and he has faced them twice this year. I'm assuming the July 2nd was in a bulk role. 4 innings pitched, only gave up 2 hits, struck out 6. That's, you know, pretty impressive. Earlier in the year, still starting, he faced them on May 3rd, 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, struck out 6 in that performance. On a whim, and I've already admitted I'm not super confident in it, I think I will go with Micah's pick with Chris Bassitt. Looking at his last 5 games, he is coming off of a bad start against the Baltimore Orioles. They have a pretty potent offense, so they could certainly put up some runs, especially if he's faced them, you know, multiple times and they've had multiple looks at him. But he gave up 4 earned, still struck out 7. Before that, however, you know, he went 5 innings, just 2 runs against the Dodgers, 6 innings, 0 earned runs against the San Diego Padres, who have one of the best lineups in Major League Baseball, despite the fact they're, you know, the team overall isn't performing. And then 6 innings against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are having their best season in quite some time, gave up just 2 runs to them. And so, you know, he's been pitching fairly well as of late, besides the most recent start, and the Red Sox aren't too familiar with him. So I'll give the Blue Jays a very slight edge there, but I do expect the Red Sox, like I said, to win the series.
Yeah, this was a tough one because there's really not much to go on in terms of Bassitt against the Red Sox. He's only faced them once in his career. That one start did come at Fenway Park, and he went 7 innings, struck out 10 batters, only gave up 2 runs. I have to imagine that was back in his Oakland days, or maybe it was with the Mets, you know, maybe in an interleague series. I don't know. It certainly wasn't with Toronto. So it's tough. And Pivetta at Fenway is never as good as he is on the road. So for that reason, and for, you know, the way Bassett's going right now, he's been pretty hot for them. I can't predict a sweep with this Red Sox team right now, even against Toronto, who they've yet to lose to. I just, right now, the way the team's going, I can't pick a sweep. So I think Bassitt will nail it down for Toronto on Sunday. And I could see Pivetta coughing a few up at Fenway Park. So give me Toronto for the series finale as well. So I do also have the Red Sox winning the series, but I got Toronto winning on Sunday and stealing one. So with that, we'll wrap up this prediction show. Keep an eye out for our Bastards Roundtable episode. That's going to be coming out this weekend. We'll be talking Red Sox future direction of the team, short-term, long-term, off the heels of the trade deadline this week. So keep an eye out for that. And then the Weekend Crew will have you guys after that on Monday morning to recap this Toronto series. So until then, everyone, take care.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.